Japan Smart Market Entry is produced by Driven Global Consulting. If you'd like to work directly with DGC to explore your business's possibilities in Japan, visit dgc-co.com for more information and a free one-hour consultation.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Japan Smart Market Entry. I'm Milad Mazenzadeh, I'm a founder and CEO at Driven Global Consulting. Today, I want to talk about the ways that foreign startups and companies can have to enter to the Japanese market. I can highlight it as the best ways. So, as you may know, Japan is the number three truth economy all around the world and is the number one in entrepreneurship. Japan has an entrepreneurship and innovative environment that attracts a lot of foreign startups and SMEs who want to enter to the Japanese market. But the concept here is, what are the ways, what kind of ways that they can take in their business model and business plan to come to the Japanese market? The first way or first concept is partnering or finding the partner in the local market or Japanese market. The partnering is when you have a partner or a company in the Japan market that they are in the same industry that as you are right now in your home country. For example, if you are in the food company or if you are in the food industry, you can find a food partner in Japan that can merge your business with them and take the advantage from that and increase your brand image and come to the Japan market easily. I know it's difficult to find a partner in Japanese market. You can talk and consult with a lot of business consultants in Japan that they know how to find it and they can give you a lot of advices. The second way is selling your service and products through the distributor or brokers. This is a very famous topics and trends right now, especially because of the COVID, because the distributors can be your voice here in Japan. You can introduce your products and services to them. They can take care of that and they can buy it from you in different pricing model, for example, ex working or FOB prices, and sell it to the buyers or distribute it to the different sellers. As you may know, Japan distributor channel has different layers for different industries. So you have to take care of that. You can, if you are in the food or pet food or you're in the fashion, there are the different, you know, distributing channels, so you can take care of that and you can think about it before coming to the Japanese market. The third point here is the e-commerce tool or e-commerce market in Japan. You can sell your product or introduce your product through the SNS or e-commerce, especially after the pandemic. It is very common to use the e-commerce these days to sell their products. So it has a lot of conditions. I will highlight it in different episodes and talk about it for you about different, you know, ways that you can take care of that. But the important point here is one way is you can have your partner here as the e-commerce company. You can merge with that and you can sell your product on that side, or you can sell your product through the e-commerce tools or funnels or platform that you have in your home country. But you have to think about the localization. You have to have Japanese website with a lot of information that can attract the Japanese customer. And the fourth part or fourth way that I want to highlight is establishing your own business and register your own business in the Japanese market. So this is a very good way. It's very useful because you have all control on your business by having your company in Japan. It has a lot of hurdles to establish your company in Japan. I'm pretty sure a lot of regulations, so I had a lot of problem before, you know, starting my company in Japan as a foreigner and as a startup company. So, but my suggestion to you is have one of the ways that I highlighted before, even partnering, even selling your products and services through distributor or brokers or e-commerce, increase your brand image. After that, you have credibility. Your name is already in Japan. You can see the know-how of the market, and you can establish your company here and have the very good progress at that time. So I know this is a big question for you, that okay, there are very important points that we can take care of and enter to the Japanese market, but how? So for the answer for this question is, you can partner with a lot of business strategy consultants like us, or advisors, or local partners, because they know a best way to communicate with the Japanese market, and they know the culture of the Japanese market, so they can help you and advise you. If you want to know more about this kind of services to enter to the Japanese market, that please take a look at our website, which is dgc-code.com, that you can contact with us and talk about your requirements. We can help you easily. We have 1 hour free consultation for sure. We can give you a lot of aspects at that time. Or don't forget to subscribe, like, so you won't miss any new episode of Japan Smart Market Intrigue.